Blog Talk Radio.
Life is magical, mystical and magical. Surely is. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics. I'm your host, Lady Celtic Raina, coming to you from the beautiful Sonoran Desert, or aka Scottsdale, Arizona, broadcasting live here, Greater Good Ministries Radio, all inspiration all the time, metaphysical inspiration via Blog Talk Radio. We are a life-celebrating and spiritually inspiring radio program coming to you live every Wednesday from 4 to 5 Mountain Time, 5 to 6 Central Time. And we believe that you can have a magical life where all your wishes come true because we already possess the magic wand. You already have your magic wand. You just need to use it. It's a matter of harnessing and focusing the power of your mind and your feelings to manifest all your desires in this lifetime. Self-empowerment, amplifying your energy, directing your energy, laser focus properly. Gratitude, an attitude of gratitude, will certainly determine your latitude in life. Life celebrating, inspiration, manifesting. This show's about manifesting all your dreams come true. Humor, laughter, love, truth, and soul growth. So think it, feel it, believe it, and be open to receive it. Open up your hands right now. Welcome the goddess, welcome a mother, father, God into your life, and the creator, your supreme being, however you wish to call it in, to go ahead and be open to receiving all the hope, the healing, self-empowerment, abundance, prosperity, compassion, whatever it is that your heart desires and your soul desires at this time. So thank you so much for joining us each week. We really are grateful that you're here to make change in your life and transform your life. Speaking of which, a little earlier today, I had a little field trip to a magical wonderland of butterflies here in Arizona. And there were thousands and thousands of butterflies. In fact, one landed on me for quite a bit of time, which I asked for one. I called upon one to send me a message and to land on me, and sure enough, I had one on my arm, and it was just a symphony of beauty and just miracles and little angel butterfly wings everywhere in different colors and flying all around, and I just felt like a little child, in a candy store, but a butterfly candy store, but, you know, of course not edible, but definitely eye candy, for the eye candy and for my eyes and for my heart and soul. So I encourage you to, when you see a ladybug or a butterfly out here in Mother Nature, to just let it speak to you and just enjoy the moment and savor the magic of these beautiful creatures. So with that being said, today you're in for an awesome treat. I have a new dear friend and someone who just is just someone to admire in so many ways. She's an awesome, awesome lady. And her name is Lilith Owens. She is going to be our special guest here with Magical Metaphysics. Lilith Owens, let me tell you a little bit about her. She began her spiritual journey 30 years ago. Her first spiritual quest was to find out why, at a young age, she had such vivid visions and dreams of being someone else. The conclusion was that starting at a young age, she was dreaming about her own past lives and the connections that she had to others she was bound to. This process has brought her to her life purpose, and she has written a wonderful, beautiful book called Visions of a Sacred Truth by L.B. Owens. And this is about her transformation through her sacred and spiritual journey. Lilith has become, and I want to spell Lilith, it's L-I-L-L-I-S, by the way, and her last name Owens, O-W-E-N-S. And you can friend her on Facebook, and you can also reach her website at www.lillisowens.com, and we'll give out more details about her contact information again throughout the show today or tonight. Our call-in number before, I'm so sorry, pardon me, I didn't give our listeners the call-in number or Skype-in number in case you have questions for Lilith or if you have questions for myself, feel free, don't be shy. The phone number is 347-237-5339. Go ahead and press 1 so we know that you're here in the queue and would like to speak with us. If you have a question, just want to say hello or share an experience that you have, you know, out in the world that you want to just say on the air, go ahead. We welcome you and honor you. Back to Lilith. So she's written this beautiful book called Visions of a Sacred Truth by L.B. Owens about her personal transformation through her sacred and spiritual journey. I have read the book. It's one of these books, and by the way, you can find it on Amazon.com. And it's very reasonable, and she has awesome, beautiful, very sincere, genuine reviews, excellent reviews, which I can attest to. The book is very genuine about her own life and her dreams and visions that she's had since the age of 5, and it all kind of comes together and makes sense. I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to share. I'll let Lilith share what part when she comes on here in a minute that she wishes to share, and then, of course, for you to go and read it for yourself. I would encourage you. But Lilith became an Akashic record consultant and also works with the Tarot. She is also an esoteric teacher. Past life regression and healing has always been a part of her life purpose. Helping others spiritually to grow and find balance in life is forefront on her walk through this lifetime. Lilith loves to give to others. She wants to help individuals become more enlightened with answers to their fears, their phobias, or programming, or just in general that may be occurring right now and blocking success. Or, you know, stopping success in their love, their career, their family, their prosperity. Her spiritual goal is to awaken all spiritual beings. So wake up, everybody. Wake up. She wants to have you come back to learn from others and wake up and learn from others and, you know, OPE, other people's experience and lessons in this life. Whether they're good, bad, you know, or ugly lessons, we all have to learn our lessons. A person may release old habits and progress forward. To connect more with their own soul, she wants you to help you remember who you truly are as a soul and why you've taken this path and why you must transform and what you need to do to transform and walk the road to enlightenment, to be successful in all of your endeavors in this lifetime. And that's what her mission and vision is, to help you be successful in your endeavors. And she, I'm telling you, I've had some Akashic Record readings already, so I know how amazing and profound the information was for me personally, without getting into my own personal details, because that's my own, and I encourage you to have your own private session one-on-one with Lilith. For their minimum of 1 hour, because there's a lot of information. It's our soul, you know, it's our soul book. It's our life book that she is channeling and reading to you. And we'll get into how she gets the information when we speak in our interview here in a minute. But so Akashic readings, you can ask questions of your past, your present, and your future. And Akashic is in the ether, E-T-H-E-R, in the ether of your records that you've created since you were born as spirit, since you incarnated into this lifetime. It's your book of life. Past life readings with tarot cards, you can find out who, what, why the past affects you in this lifetime, and so much more. And also tarot. She's a tarot artist, a gifted tarot reader. Relationships, love, career, family, money, your life purpose, unlimited. You know, whatever your question may be, you know, you can address it with her in a tarot reading. Today we will be taking callers. You know, we'll be happy to answer your questions. If you want a reading, you would need to contact Lilith personally at lilithowens.com. That's LilithOwens.com. A reading is much more involved than, we only have an hour for the show, and time flies when we're having fun. So I encourage you to ask any questions you like when we do take callers, because I do see some callers already in the queue. So I'd like to go ahead and bring our special guest now in from Texas, and welcome Lilith Owens to Magical Metaphysics. Lilith, are you here?
Yes, I am. Thank you. And I'm happy to
welcome.
Be here.
Yes, welcome. So where do you want to start today with all of this? There's so much to talk about.
Yeah. Let's talk about the book.
Yes, I have it right here, this Visions of a Sacred Truth, an Akashic Journey. Yes, go ahead.
It is, you know, it is my journey. It's my soul journey. And like you had said earlier, it's about me understanding why I was having these dreams that were so vivid. And, you know, when you're little, you don't have anybody to really kind of talk to. You know, your parents at some point think that something's wrong, because you're talking about these lifetimes and these places that you've never been. But as I grew up, I started learning more about past lives. And because I was raised Catholic, they don't believe in past lives. And so it made it very hard. But I was introduced to a Buddhist priest who explained to me what was exactly going on at the time. And so through that journey, it wasn't until I was 38 that I really had some really profound experiences, and that's when I went to go live in Europe. And these places that I had been dreaming about that were reoccurring all the time, buildings and cities and places, it just seemed like it was all meant for me to be there at that time, because at the age of 38, I guess that was the time I needed to open up and realize that, yeah, this is all really true. So coming to a place that I've never heard before, TRIA was the first experience, and that was TRIA, Germany. And that was a very profound experience, because as soon as I stepped off of the train, that whole place was so very familiar. I even knew where the river was, and I'd never been there before. So it's been a journey and been an experience, and I'm working on another book. And so I'm here to help others understand what past lives are, because there's so many aspects to past life. It's just not finding out who you are. I mean, it goes into your soul groups. It goes into your DNA. You know, I have with clients found out, and even in myself, that you can be born in a group, a soul group, that's in the same lineage over and over again. And also parallel lives, you know. There's just so much that's going on that I think is opening up a lot more. And I think it's because the energies have changed, and I think it's time for people to wake up and realize that we are so much more than what we think we are.
Yes, we sure are. I agree with you there. And this book, this beautiful book, how long ago did you have it published, Lilith?
It's been a year.
Really? It's only been a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and it's on Amazon. And where else can folks find this, Visions of a Sacred Truth book?
You can find it at BalboaPress.com.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
You can also find it at BarnesandNobles.com.
At Barnes & Nobles, as well as Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a little treasure. I just loved it. It was so hard to put down. It was just one that you just, it was captivating because it's real, and it was easy to read as well. You don't have to be a scientist or an esoteric genius, right, to relate to it, you know. It was very, it just, the way you're writing, the way it was written, it took me there. I was there with you in the experience. I imagined myself on the train. I imagined myself when you were tired up in the hotel and your head was spinning. And you know what I mean? Some of the things that you were going through, I put myself like an astral travel in your book. It was so easy to just do soul travel in your book with you.
Well, that's good, and that's what I was wanting. I wanted people to be there with me and visualize what I was going through, because I found that when people write, you know, you're coming from your soul and you're experiencing or anything, but also, too, when people read my book, I've had them tell me the same thing you have said, that it was a journey for them, but it helped them understand a lot of things that was going on in their life, and it kind of helped them wake up to what past lives are. And I've had lots of skeptics read this book, and they come back and they start telling me, well, you know, I used to have this dream, and I'm wondering what that's about. And so there's just so many changes the book has been doing for so many people all over the world.
Yes, that's awesome. And it's only the beginning, like you said, because it's only been out a year. So when more and more people find out about the book, then the more people it reaches, the better, you know. So can
mm-hmm.
you tell our listeners, before we move on, did you want to comment any more about the book? Was there anything more you want to talk about the book before I ask you some questions?
Oh, no.
About the Akashic Records?
No, I think we're pretty good on the book.
okay, great. Well, I wanted to ask you, Lilith, what is, you know, some of our listeners have no idea what Akashic Records, what that, you know, what it means. What are their Akashic Records, and you know, what does it mean?
Well, the Akashic Records are a dimension of consciousness that contains a vibrational record of every soul and its journey. And what that means is that the records are a body of knowledge that is contained in every soul that each soul has ever said or done through the course of their existence, as well as the future. But what this means is that when your soul was created, it became almost like a little mini supercomputer. It remembers from the time that you were created. and how you have evolved and gone through lifetimes and, you know, come here to learn your lessons and, you know, all the things that you've, you know, experienced, you know, through different dimensions and through different universes and whatever it may be. But also, too, it carries your spirit is connected to everybody else's spirit. And that means that you are connected to the great creator. So the everything that is in the Akashic, you can find out as long as they let you. Now, everybody has a council up in their Akashic records, and everybody's Akashic is different. You know, from my experience, it's all been different. I've never had anybody that was the same. But when I'm up in the Akashic, everybody has a different type of council, and the council can be anywhere from light beings to loved ones, ancestors. It could be anybody that's helping you through a certain part of your path in this life. And it's very interesting because lots of times there could be one or two people that go and get your records and place it wherever it may be, on a table or, you know, on a floor, wherever it is, or they just send it telepathically to you. But they're sending you those messages because the people that have been with you are working in that Akashic with you, and they're guiding you through everything in your life and trying to help you remember who you have been and where you were and what you've done. So it's pretty interesting how in-depth the Akashic is. I mean, you can ask questions about the universe, and you can ask questions about everything. I think Edgar Cayce was the first one who really opened up the Akashic. We were at a time period where we weren't allowed to use the Akashic, but he was the first one that I think had really been using it. And I'm sure that there's other been men and women in the past histories that have used the Akashic, but from my understanding and my research in the Akashic is there was a certain point that we were able to go into the Akashic and heal and do all of this stuff, but there was a certain point that it was shut down and we were no longer able to use that and to really make contact with the Creator. And I think that's why prophets and, you know, angels came down and to help guide us, because that completely stopped for whatever reason that was. But Edgar Cayce came up and he was the sleeping prophet, and he was in a trance, but he was in the Akashic and he was getting all the information. So now, I guess in the last 30, maybe 20 years, the Akashic is opening up for everybody. And there's not anyone that cannot tap into it now. You can tap into it, but they've got like safety zones now. You're not allowed to go as far as they tell you to go. And you have to be obedient to that, because there's a reason why you're not supposed to know. And for me, I just take it as it is. I'm not supposed to know that, or the client's not supposed to know that at this time. But normally, later on, the client will come back and we'll go through, and then that's the right time for them to know. So it's been very interesting for me to work in the Akashic and work in my own Akashic.
Awesome. It's very intriguing. Yes, and I have studied some of Edgar Cayce's readings, and I use some of their heritage products in the Edgar Cayce. So I am aware of the Edgar Cayce Foundation out of Virginia Beach, and have you know, been exposed a little bit. But I've never had an Akashic record reading until I had one with you, Lilith. I've always wanted one, and I've always been curious about it, but really wasn't convinced until you validated some things for me and did some healing with me. It is healing, and, you know, to have a reading this deep and to be able to access those records. Now, I guess my question for you is, and then we have a caller at 870, and I kind of want to take some callers, if you don't mind, Lilith, in between our discussion, if you don't mind, with you on the show with Lilith Owens. Is that okay with you?
Oh, yeah,
just
that's fine.
To answer their questions or to hear them express their self live on air here with Magical Metaphysics. And I'm your host, Lady Celtic Raina, and we have my special guest, Lilith Owens, the author of Visions of a Sacred Truth, and an Akashic record reader and a spiritual teacher, internationally known for her past life intuitive gift of healing. And just so... why would it, now you said something about sometimes there's a block or you're not given permission. In which cases, or you don't know until you go to actually ask the records to be open for permission, is it case by case and you won't know until you're on the phone with that client or in the presence of that client? How does that work? Why do you think that is? I'm just kind of curious. I'm curious.
It's really case by case. I really have no idea what's going to happen when I go into the records. I don't have any expectations. I just go in, I meet the client, and we open up the records. And then, of course, they can ask their questions, and we go in and we start, you know, I start listening to what they're telling me. But there have been, it doesn't happen all the time. But I would say that maybe it's been maybe four times so far that there were some things that they had asked that were they wanted to know about, and it wasn't meant for them to know about it at that time. And I'll give you an example. There was one client that wanted to know when they were going to die, and you can ask those questions if you're willing to hear the answer. But the thing was, this person wasn't probably willing to hear it, and that's why they told me no, that they couldn't give that person that answer. And, you know, I didn't have to understand why they were saying it. I already knew that, you know, I could feel that for some reason she was curious about it, but at the same time, the deep-seated fear was that she didn't really want to know. So you abide by what the rules are in the Akashic, and you just go ahead and you explain to them that, you know, at this time I can't tell you that because of you're not ready, or, you know, because if you think about it, if somebody kind of asks those kind of questions, they're going to constantly be thinking about it. And they're not going to go live their life. They're going to have another fear. So it makes sense to me.
Right. Whoever said no, or the Akashic, the council, did you say there's a council that we have that says yes or no? I mean, the council may have wanted to protect that person from creating an unnecessary early death or something, correct? Like,
yeah,
bringing
exactly
it to life, like manifesting something that's not time for, right? Because altering their destiny, would you say altering the destiny, their life,
yes,
their life destiny?
Yes, I would
okay
agree with that. And like I said, everybody has a different council. Sometimes there's four, sometimes there's 12. It's all depending on what you need them for in this lifetime. And I'm starting to figure that out more and more as we, you know, as I go on learning more with my clients. And it's interesting, you know. I find it very interesting to see how everybody's life has gone, but the questions that they ask, and meeting their counsel, and it's an honor to meet everybody's counsel. I mean, it's a privilege for me to have this. This is a gift that, you know, Creator has given to me, and I, you know, I'm here as the vessel to help others. You know, we're here to serve in some way, and whether it be the smallest thing or the largest thing, you know, we're supposed to follow our path, and You know, when I turned 38, I decided I was going to follow my path. That was it.
And when did you start reading? When did you start your Akashic Record reading?
I started it a few years ago. But mm-hmm. I was told by an Akashic reader already that I had been tapping into the Akashic ever since I was 3.
So this is your life destiny.
Yeah.
I mean, this is your work, your life's work.
Yeah, it
right.
is.
That makes sense. And you, when you read her book, listeners here from Magical Metaphysics today, Visions of a Sacred Truth, an Akashic Journey, it all makes really good sense. And for me, there was no question in my mind. I had no fear of meeting my counsel through Lilith and to trust her that she was going to give me, you know, correct spiritual divine wisdom just for my soul. And this isn't something that was made up or conjured up or, you know, this isn't a fairy tale. I knew by what she was telling me, because she knew nothing about some of the things I was asking until I asked them, that, you know, that she's for real. So for me, it's important to make sure people are authentic in my life, whether they're on the air here with Magical Metaphysics or they're part of my life. I have a rule of integrity, honor, and being authentic. And because it's important for me to be authentic, and I want to be in the company of authentic people like Lilith and like a lot of my Magical Metaphysics callers. And speaking of callers and loyal listeners, let's see if we can take a call. Would you like to, Lilith? Okay,
yeah.
870, welcome to Magical Metaphysics. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, Celtic Raina, this is Joe Ray.
Oh, Joe. Welcome, Joe. How are
Thank
you?
Thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing great here in the warm sunshine, surrounded by butterfly angels everywhere.
Yeah, hopefully I sent some of them to you today to thank you for this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I hope it went well. I hope it went well with your meeting, your telephone call.
Yeah, things have been good.
Okay, good. I want to keep it confidential because we're on the air. But, yes,
okay.
So happy for you because you deserve all the success. Do you now, I don't know if you heard that I have Lilith here, Lilith Owens. She's a soul record reader and, you know, Akashic record reader. She's not able to give a reading on the over the air, but she can certainly ask a question that you're curious about. Joe, do you have a question?
Well, yeah, which way is my future headed right now? Can she give me an idea of that?
Well, that's like a reading.
No, I would have to have
right?
an Akashic reading.
that's an Akashic reading. That's the only thing. But, you know, here's the deal. Lilith can be reached at lillisowens.com. That's her website to schedule. She schedules an hour-long session with folks, and I know because I've had a few hours with her, and you can get a ton of information in that time, and she can answer all your questions. But I know just my own, you know, intuition that you're doing fabulous, I will tell you that. And I'm so proud of you that I know you're doing great, you know, regardless if you call Lilith or not. I mean, she can get real deep into the details with you and to help you, but I know you're doing fabulous and you're on the right road. You're on your path, I feel. So I'm not worried a bit, but just real happy for you, Joe. And thank you so much for being. Joe's actually been a guest on my show, just so you know. He's Crystal Joe. He's surrounded by crystals, and he lives in Arkansas and mines and works with crystals.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Crystal,
I would hope
Joe,
my vibration set you off from all the crystals I've got.
He's a magical man. I call him, he reminds me of King Neptune, you know, from Atlantis. He totally reminds me of King Neptune. And he almost kind of looks like him, too, in a really cool way. And Joe's always been a great loyal follower and listener and supporter, and I'm really grateful for you, Joe. How about, do you have anything else to say before I put you back on hold so we can take another caller? Do you have anything else?
Thank you. I just want to say I really appreciate
you, Joe.
Thank you.
I appreciate everything you do for everybody. I mean, you help everybody.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, he's so sweet. I just saw a big pink loving crystal in my eye when you said that. That was so sweet. Well, you do too. You know, we all do the best that we can. You know, every little bit helps. And you're just by being yourself and being true and true to your soul, you're liberating other people by being true to your soul and following your own soul path. And don't be shy privately like you did this morning when you private emailed me. Anytime I can help, you know, I'd love to. I hope it did help. And, you know, offline we can talk. Oh, good, good. I hope that that it was the more abundant answer that you were looking for. I hope it was more on the abundant side. I'm very curious, so we'll have to talk when we're not on the show.
Okay.
But lots of love, and I'll put you back on hold. And thank you again, dear. Love to you and Mary. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Okay, blessed be. He's a sweetheart. Okay, so let's take, are you ready for another caller? Do you need a sip of water or anything, Lilith? Or?
Oh, no, I'm good. They can get a hold of me at my email.
Yes. Email Lilith. Go ahead and tell them your email, Lilith.
It's lowens39@yahoo.com if you would like a reading.
lowens39@yahoo.com. Also, if you'd like to make Lilith your friend on Facebook, her name, first name Lilith, Lillis, and Owens, Owens. It's funny, when I first heard your name, Lilith, I have to tell you, I thought it was Lilith, you know, Lillith. And I thought it was Lilith, so I want to make sure people know it's not Lilith. That's a really cool name, too. I love that name, and I love the name Lilith, too. It's so beautiful. It reminds me of a flower. You know, flowers. I love flowers. Okay, so who doesn't? Area code 240. It looks like you're next, 240, and then we'll have 214 right after 240. So moving right along here, welcome to Magical Metaphysics with Celtic Raina and my guest Lilith Owens. Where are you from? What's your name?
It's Lady Crossley.
Oh, hello, Lady Crossley, my favorite.
I love you, girly. How are you?
I love you, lady. Oh, I'm happy to see you here.
I was so afraid I was going to miss you. I was like,
No, you're sweet. Thank you for making it. That's awesome. I'm not sure. You know, it's hard to keep track of schedules every week. Wednesday comes so quick every week. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
But are you still snowed in on the East Coast?
Honey, we're supposed to get another boomer over the weekend. I am fed up with the snow. They can take it now.
Oh, no. It's still happening. I thought it would have been melted by now, for heaven's sake.
Oh, well, it did melt. We actually had 60-degree weather. I was loving life. I was ready to break out a bathing suit, you know, and then what happens? Bang. Well, you know, Mother Nature was like, oh, no, we are not putting her in a bathing suit. That is not happening. So she brought back the cold weather again. So I'll just be patient.
Oh, bless your heart, Lady C. Oh, you're such a sweetheart. So, you know, Lady C's, she is awesome, like you, Lilith, too. She has been a guest on my show recently and will be a guest again on my show because of her gifts and her unique gifts. And it's so cool that I love the show, that we can help support each other by also calling in and listening in and being, you know, duality, and then also being the guest on my show. It's so cool that everybody is so humble with their, you know, their time and energy, and I love it. So what question are you now, Lilith, I don't know, Lilith is not doing readings, but she can answer any question about what she does, you know, for your, does that help?
Well, what she does, I know what she does, okay?
Yeah.
My only question, and it really wasn't a question, I just want her to tell me something. I don't care
okay.
what it is. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But I absolutely know what she does. I love it. I think it's wonderful.
Well, what's coming up right now is the fact that I can see how big your heart is.
Oh, bless
and
your heart.
You're just a light in the world for everybody, and what you do, they're letting me know that you're just very blessed and that you just need to keep doing and following your path because you're going the right way.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. Yeah, I'll agree with that. I've been blessed my whole life in one way or another. I take nothing for granted, nothing. You know, so, yeah.
Well, I'm happy to meet you.
I am happy to meet you, too, and I am going to get a reading with you, girlfriend.
Okay.
It's going to be one of them. When she's finished, either she will need the psychiatrist or, you know, I'll be renting a room with a view. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I actually saw that movie the other night.
Yeah. And
so
where are you, Lilith?
I'm in a suburb of Dallas called Denton, Texas.
Oh, girl, I know where that is. I was there. My husband's a truck driver. I was on the road for over a year, and I was there. And my sister is getting ready to go to Dallas tomorrow. She's driving from Maryland to Dallas. And my niece is a cheerleader, and they're having some big to do cheerleading things, so
oh,
there you
awesome.
Go.
Hop on with your sister.
Yeah. Ouch.
Awesome. I'm
well,
so
I
thrilled.
Well, I just wanted to scream out to you ladies and say how to do, you know, and let you know that I'm here listening. I may not say nothing, but I'm here.
Oh,
thank you.
I love it. Thank you, Lady C. Love you, girl. Love you and Madam Star. I want to give a shout out to Madam Star, our sister, and love her too, from our Purple Coven. And anyways, love you. And I'm going to put you back on hold, and we will
all right, sweetie.
Continue on. Okay, bless you, girl.
All right,
okay.
Honey. You do that, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sweetheart. She's very gifted. Let's take a quick public service announcement, and then we have two more callers in the queue, and we'll move right along. We'll come back in just about 30 seconds.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Oh, I'm so cute. Okay, well, welcome back to Magical Metaphysics. I'm your host, Lady Celtic Raina, from the beautiful Sonoran Desert, and my special guest is an author, esoteric teacher, and Akashic record expert reader, author of Visions of a Sacred Truth, and her name is Lilith Owens, and she is with us today, and we're so happy you can join us here. Our call-in number or Skype in from anywhere on the planet, you can Skype in or call in to 347-237-5339. Press 1 to get in the queue and ask us any question. Lilith would take you privately, you know, for your soul record reading with your own soul counsel. Each person has their own unique soul, so they'll have their own unique counsel. You can reach her on her website for a consultation at www.lilisowens.com. LilithOwens.com, and you can also find her on Facebook, Lilith Owens. And please go ahead and like, love my page too, my page Magical, M-A-G-I-C-K-A-L, Metaphysics, M-E-T-A-P-H-Y-C-I-S-C-I. Oh, gosh, I'm forgetting how to spell Magical. Let me start over. M-E-T. Sorry, I'm not perfect, and I don't want to be either, but I want to be helping you here. It's M-E-T-A-P-H-Y-S-I-C-S, Metaphysics. Metaphysics, Magical Metaphysics on Facebook. I encourage you to follow our shows each week and all our really cool magical quotes, empowerment, life, soul empowerment, love, laughter, humor, truth, you know, whatever, hope, healing, and self-empowerment. That's what the show is about. Let's move right along and welcome 214. You're on the air here with Magical Metaphysics. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, this is Matthew, and I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my goodness, it's Matthew. What a nice surprise. I should know this number, huh?
No, oh, it's great. I wanted to call in and say hello and actually like pay some support to my teacher, my wonderful teacher, Lilith. She has just been a phenomenal inspiration to me, and, I mean, it's just, it's wonderful. As I was listening, I was like, oh, I'm not going to call in. I'm not going to call in. I'm not going to bug him. And I was like, well, wait a second. I have a question. So I was wondering if I could ask a question on the air of my teacher and put her on the spot.
Of course.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, great. Okay, well, the question is this. I know that you're doing a lot of tours inside of France, and, you know, you have some other ones coming up in Scotland and things of that nature. Are you finding that Europe is becoming more and more open to having Akashic readings and, you know, things of that nature? I mean, they're opening to more of the metaphysics. I mean, they're steeped in metaphysics anyway, but I think that a lot of it's been kept secret for a long, long time. So what is your feeling now with, you know, setting up these tours? What are you finding?
Yeah, Matthew, that's a really good question because I'm finding that they have no idea what Akashic Records is. They've never heard of it. And they're more open spiritually than the metaphysics is there. But they're into sacred geometry, symbolism, just the whole spiritual energy around there. But when it comes to Akashic or any kind of, they're all into past life, don't get me wrong. They all believe in that. But when it comes to the Akashic, they had no idea what I was talking about until I explained. And, of course, they've heard of Edgar Cayce, but they had no idea. So, you know, I've been asked by several of them to come down there and teach classes on it because they would like to have more information about what the Akashic is. And but they're starting to become more aware of what we have here in the United States. And I guess it's because we have more freedoms here to search and look for knowledge than they have, you know, in Europe. But Europe is changing, and it's getting more open. And they're really opening up to different types of metaphysics, and the Akashic really interests a lot of them. So, yeah, I was very shocked. I thought they would have known about the Akashic, but they don't.
That's very cool. I mean, I'm really excited to hear about your next tour. I mean, you're going to be going back to France, I believe, here this next year. And just with some of the stories that you've told us here, you know, in the Dallas area, it's just bound to like just open and explode over there, you know, and just get so, like, you know, noticed, you know, which is really, really exciting. I mean, I've had a reading with you before, you know, an Akashic reading, and it has helped tremendously. I mean, I can't tell you how much, it's helped out the situation that, you know, specifically we had a reading on, and it just made so much sense. A lot of healing came, out of the reading too. So, I mean, I just can't imagine, once this information, kind of hits over there, how popular it's going to become.
Yeah, I agree.
Matthew, thank you for bringing that up. I wanted to, since we have 9 minutes left, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted you, Lilith, to educate people a little bit, announce your tours. I know you can find more about it at the website, but if you could touch on it a bit here in the last, 10 minutes here to tell people about your tours, that would be awesome. Be awesome. We can all stay on together, Matthew. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. And thank you, Matthew. I love you very much.
Love you too.
And, the tours that we're doing, we're trying to bring more of awareness to people about the energy over there in Europe. I mean, it is an ancient place, but so is America, and there are great things here in America, but it's the energy there has been encapsulated somehow, that it is life-changing. It really is. And where we go to the south of France, we've had some really interesting things happen. We went there last October, and we'll be having another tour this October. And we're going to have a big meeting here next week and finalize everything and get it all out there so everybody can go on the tour. But it's about a pilgrimage, and it's about transformation. And it's about you making the decision that you're going to enter into these realms of different energies and how it can affect you. And the energies there are male and female, and it's very strong, and it affects the ego, and it goes in there and starts tapping into what you're not working on. And it forces you to work on it. And if you don't work on it, it'll make you crazy. And I know that it did that to me. It did that to everybody. And the people that have gone on there, they all said it was very life-changing and they appreciated it. And so once you accept what's going on and what's happening and take responsibility for, what you've done or what you haven't looked at, then it's like you go to sleep the next morning, you're in a blissful state. It's weird. I can't tell you. I mean, if somebody wanted to work on their shadow work, and I think people know what shadow work is about, it's working on the ego and getting rid of all that. If you wanted to do that, the best place to go would be the south of France, because it makes you work on it quick. And then there's some people there that don't have to, work so hard. They've already been doing a lot of work, and they love the energy there. But I think that's why so many people get pulled to that area. It's an amazing place. It's a beautiful place. The people are beautiful. They have so much to tell you about their culture, and they're also very loving. And I had a fantastic time, and I know everybody else did. And I want to keep repeating these again. And also, too, we're going to Britain, and, that's another place that's life-changing. I mean, a lot of past life issues came up for people on our trip, and we worked through it. And even when you come back, you're still processing. You're still going through this process, but it does change your life. And it was the best experience I've ever had, and I try to go as much as I possibly can because, you know, like you said, we're not perfect, and I'm trying to work on my issues, too, at the same time that I'm trying to bring people over there. And there's, you know, this pilgrimage is a pilgrimage, and if you're truly not ready to face a lot of your fears and a lot of your own demons, as they say, then don't go because it will affect you badly. And but if you're ready, you'll change and everything will happen and go away quickly and you'll have a great time.
Now, how many people do you cap it at when you accept folks that are going to go on, you know, on the tour with you? Do you have a maximum number and how many days? I would like to know, you know, how many days, and if you could get into some of the nuts and bolts of it a little bit, of the details.
Okay. We cap off at 20 people.
Okay.
And it is for 12 days. I mean, that's
okay.
Flying there and coming back. So really 10 days of going through the pilgrimage and walking through. And we go to, we land in Marseille, and we go to the grotto, to Mary Magdalene's grotto, and that's life-changing in itself. And then we go to other cities. We go to Carcassonne. We go to Languedoc, the area there that's really intense. And we go to Rennes-le-Château and Rennes-les-Bains and that whole area in Montségur. Just that whole area from up to the Pyrenees to down to Marseille. It's just amazing. And like I said, I'll know more detail. I think we start the trip October 22nd to November 2nd. And
okay, so that's a lot of time. There's still plenty of time for folks that are interested in going to your website to contact you if they're calling, if their soul's calling to go over there with you, right?
Oh, yes, and we make it a trip that is inexpensive. I mean, we are making it to where everything is all-inclusive. I know some trips you have to pay for your own airfare, but that's not the case here. I wanted this to be a trip that you didn't have to worry about any of that, that it's all-inclusive. It pays for your airfare back and forth. It pays for breakfast. Lunch, I think, and dinners you'd have to pay, but we make everything to where you can, it's not that expensive. And the places that we're going to be staying, you know, we're going to be staying at the grotto for 2 days, we're going to be in Carcassonne for a few days, we're going to be in a chateau, a castle for a few days, and so it's going to be an excellent experience, and people are going to be traveling all over, so just expect to, you know, walk a lot. You will be hiking up, you know, some mountains, but nothing major. Just make sure that, you know, you start kind of taking care of yourself now because the food is different there. It's really healthy, and it's just an experience, and I think everybody should have an experience like that. And I think you, Raina, I think you have had experiences in Europe yourself.
Yes, I have. I went to Spain when I was 30. I just gave, pretty much sold everything and gave some things away until I had just a couple pieces of luggage, and I just felt my soul was needing to go over to Barcelona, Spain for some reason. I ended up, well, first I stopped in London and then I didn't really care for, I mean, it's okay. It was interesting to see all the monarchy, the British monarchy, you know, and that kind of thing. And then I was a month and a half into Barcelona, but I spoke very little Spanish, and I still made my way around everywhere for a month and a half, and I felt like it was home, and it felt very comfortable and beautiful, and I loved everything about it, from the food to the people to the cobble roads and to the Vespas, because they didn't have very many cars. It was mostly Vespas. Everybody's on a Vespa. They're kind of like Italy, doing Italy, I guess. But just didn't really want to leave. My soul, I must have been there in another lifetime, because it felt so natural and so, you know, wonderful and blissful for me to be there in Spain. And then I've been to Stockholm, Sweden, but it was a very short term, you know, like maybe I think I was a weekend there. And that was okay, but not like Spain. Didn't feel the connection, my soul. And then I went to Argentina for a while. That was really scary, Buenos Aires, because I was in a kind of a scary part of town where they can take a gun to your head and ask for your purse at any moment. Luckily, that didn't happen to me, but it did happen a lot in the area I was in. So I asked my guides to get me the heck out of there as soon as possible. But it was interesting, but it definitely wasn't where I wanted to be. And I didn't feel comfortable, and I felt scared. So I went from one extreme to the other. So I know what it's like to feel, you know, really great somewhere, feel safe and feel happy, and then to feel just the opposite of that. So, but I myself would love to go there myself. You know, never been to France yet and haven't been to Italy either, and some other areas, Fiji and other places that are in Scotland or, you know, some other parts of Europe that sound very attractive to me for some reason, you know. But I just think this whole tour, all these tours that you put on are just awesome. And I wanted to thank Matthew, because Matthew is also one of my regular guests on the show, Blog Talk Radio Magical Metaphysics. He's been my guest, I think, 3 times now, and he's the one that introduced me to you, Lilith, as we know. And that's how I met Lilith, for all the callers, because, you know, one person leads us to another and to another, and we're kind of like in a soul group or soul families, or like they say, you know, the soul tribes are out there. I think we're, you know, part of the same soul tribe or soul quilt. So it's I'm very grateful to you, Matthew. I hope you know that. I hope you know that I made that clear, you know, for you introducing me to Lilith as well. And that's about it. I don't, do you want to say a closing information for anybody? Did you want to say anything closing the show that's important to you, Lilith, since we're just 2 minutes into overtime and we're ending the show now? So I wanted to thank all the listeners. And yeah, go ahead.
I would like to thank all the listeners, and I would like to thank all the callers. I've had a great time. And this is what I like to do. I like to introduce people to something that they don't know, and it helps guide them in their own path. And I, you know, we're all here to be enlightened, and I know this world is not in a good place. And I think the more we wake up and the more we raise our energy and our vibration and get closer to nature and understanding what, you know, Goddess and God or Creator, whatever it is to you, means to you, I feel like your divinity and your enlightenment starts happening for you. And that's what I wish for everyone. I want them to be all enlightened, so we don't have to have all these pressures and worries in our life. And that's what I would like.
Well, so be it. Blessed be. I love it, too. Sounds wonderful. So, anyways, well, you heard it. That was Lilith Owens. You heard it from her today, and you can find her at www.lilithowens.com. And feel free to inquire about her tours, or you can find her book, or if you need a tarot or a soul reading, an Akashic record reading with your soul council, then feel free to get in touch with her and also friend her on Facebook, Lillis Owens, L-I-L-L-I-S Owens, O-W-E-N-S. I love you all, and thank you all for supporting Magical Metaphysics each week, and appreciate all that you do to make yourself a better person on the planet in every little way that you can, each and every way, every day, and go through this butterfly transformation. I think that kind of was our theme today, transformation, and, you know, the butterflies kind of set the tone. So thank you, Madam Butterflies out there.
So thank you, Kelsey Crana.
You're welcome. Love you. Love you, Matthew Pierce. And we got to get Matthew on the show again real soon, too, and find out what his schedule is again. Okay. Blessed be, and
blessed
talk
be.
To you soon. Blessed
bye-bye.
Be.
Bye-bye.
We're going to close. Bye-bye now. Okay.
The way.